Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
Will we get in trouble if we talk about this? Is it one of those things where people go, probably, it's too soon? It's
people.
Yeah. We're in the month.
You're right. We're just a couple weeks away.
So we can talk about
it.
Yeah. We want to talk about Thanksgiving.
Heck yeah.
Because a new survey came out and they asked, what are your favorite Thanksgiving foods?
Yeah.
So if you're getting prepared for Thanksgiving, do you ever get tired of it? Like a few years ago, we decided we were tired of the basic three.
Oh.
And we went out and we ventured out and got a couple other recipes.
Wow.
Like we went out and found a pea recipe with pancetta and shallots in it.
Dang.
And it's real. I've sent some home with you. I don't know if you eat it.
Yes. Okay.
I mean, it's because I know peas is one of the few vegetables a 12-year-old like yourself will
like
eat.
Me. Yeah. Put some butter on it.
But, like, so now it's become one of our staples.
Okay.
Let me see if peas even made the list.
It's like a new tradition then.
It has. Like, you want to go make new traditions. So if you were imagining a Thanksgiving survey, what would be the number one main dish?
Turkey.
Duh.
Yeah.
But do you know of anybody who don't do it? I know of people who have backup crab legs or backup prime rib.
I've heard of the seafood. I've heard of the prime rib. Yes.
But ham is for
okay,
me,
now you and
ham
I,
should not, like, there are people I know that do turkey and ham, and it's like, ham already gets enough holidays.
And I forgot about Easter ham.
Easter is ham.
Christmas ham.
Christmas has pretty much become
ham. Pretty much ham, right?
Yeah, and then there's just other
ham-like things.
I feel like ham's already got, like, if ham shows up on Thanksgiving, it's like, hey!
Hey, yeah, you got your other.
You know what it is? It's like, You're getting married. It's your special day. You're beautiful. You're all decked out. You're at the Waldorf in Chicago. You've rented out. Your whole family's there. You're the center of attention. And in walks Oprah. And it's like, and Oprah's like, hey, oh my God, is this a wedding? And it's like, Oprah.
She steals up.
You got your other days.
But you had
not
to
today. Unless you're going, you get a car, get out.
So you're saying the ham
is the Oprah.
The Oprah.
Yes. Turkey's all decked out in white going, this is my one shot.
This is my only day.
Undivided attention on me. And here comes Oprah ham.
Oprah ham.
It's just back up. Up, Oprah right. Ham.
This is my day.
This is
you have three other days.
You don't get it.
Yet, ham comes in like second.
It does.
Right,
56%
behind.
Of people said ham's your turkey day staple.
But you said something interesting, dude. They do both. You can't just have a ham or a turkey.
I feel like if you are having Thanksgiving, you have to have turkey. You can back it up with any of these other things. Ham, chicken, beef. But you don't, you walk into somebody's house, they invite you over. Hey, we're having Thanksgiving in my house. Come over. And you walk in, they're like, all right, well, wife's almost done with the ham. And then I've got some lamb shanks. And you're like, you invited me for Thanksgiving.
Right.
When did Oprah get here? I want it.
Tell Oprah to
leave. Tell Oprah to bounce. It's Turkey's Day. Can we call it Turkey Day?
This is true.
Shut your face.
It's not ham day.
But aren't you the...
What?
Aren't you the POS?
What?
That, like, occasionally go, stand by, Slacker. When Miles Standish was
right.
with the original Native Americans, turkey was not indigenous to the... They didn't have turkey, did they?
They had mostly fowl. Yeah. Like
is it turkey fowl?
It is, but geese and ducks. Yeah. I know. And they might have been some venison, but who knows?
Can I just say this, everybody? When Steve is stealing turkey off my front porch
this, is true.
This year, I'm going to put a Miles Standish book out there with a bunch of duck.
Okay.
He's going to get home and
greasy
go, what the hell is this? I'm like, why don't you read the book, fool?
Yeah, you're all Mr. Accurate on the first Thanksgiving.
Oh, you want it to be right? You know what I'm going to do? I am. I'm going to put nothing but like corn, maize,
like the hard corn,
And inside will be a book of Oprah's favorite recipes.
I can't wait, man. It's going to rock.
It's going to be the best Thanksgiving ever. Slacks, I'm at my house reading about Oprah eating duck. So those were some of the meats. What would you think the number one side dish is for Thanksgiving?
Either the mashed potatoes or the stuffing.
You got to choose. Which one?
I think most people like mashed potatoes.
It actually came in second.
It was
narrowly.
Oh, just
53% to 51% stuffing or dressing.
Now, if they had a chance to sample Slacker stuffing,
it'd be through the roof.
It would be, yes. Oh, there would be potatoes would disappear.
By the way, I call mine dressing because I don't ever put it inside the bird.
Thank you. Yes, the dressing.
Putting it inside bird stuffing, is like the most disgusting thing you can do. It's soggy. It's gross.
It's salmonella.
I mean, you cook it long enough, but it's still gross.
Because you have to get out the thermometer. That's a pain in the butt. You're a thermometer guy?
I do use a meat thermometer. Oh. I'd never use the one where the thing cooks out of the thing.
It just pops up?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, that's guaranteed dry bird. It is, because by the time that plastic thing, it's not an actual thermometer.
You're right. It's just
like, oh, well, all the moisture's gone, so it must be cooked. It's if you're one of those people who cooks with one of those, never invite me. What do you think comes in third?
Cornish game hen. Oh, I mean, we're talking the sides.
These are sides now. We've had stuffing, mashed potatoes, and
it's going to be the orange yammy stuff.
Nailed it.
No, I was going to say with the marshmallows.
Sweet potatoes or yams, same thing. Oh. Well, we don't do the marshmallows. Ours is much more like a pumpkin pie.
Yeah, it tastes there. Yeah.
And you put like a crumble on top. Oh, it's so good. That's no good marshmallows stuff. In my house.
For some reason, someone was.
I know so many people do that. It's like, what is wrong with you? Okay. And if you're one of those green bean casserole, is that on your? It is. It's at number six.
Green beans suck.
Yeah, the green with the fried onions and the cream of mushroom soup.
The burpy onion. Yeah.
Okay. Anything about that? Okay. If you're a ham and green bean casserole house,
you're fired.
Write a letter to us. We'll send you Oprah's number. You can invite her over.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.